we're going to explore all options in free agency and see where that goes.
We have to play better at the quarterback position.
We just got to figure out a way to get it right.
It's all about fit.
Life's too short to rebuild in the NFL.
We're doing what's best for the Broncos.
Our path to the draft coverage continues from Indianapolis. We made our way from the Shrine Bowl to the Senior Bowl and now to the Combine. Hello, I'm Phil Milani, and it was a busy day here as we heard from both John Elway and Vance Joseph. A lot of talk about the quarterback position, but also the direction the Broncos will move in as they attack the offseason. And just moments ago, I had a chance to sit down with John Elway, who said the plan right now is to have both Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders back next season.
To me, they're great wide receivers, and they're not close to being done. And, they didn't have the years that we wanted them to have last year, but I don't think our football team did either. So that, we have high expectations. I expect both those two to get back playing at the elite level that they're capable of playing. And because they didn't play there last year, and that's not all their fault. We got to give them situations to be great. But I've got high expectations for those two. And I think, they're not descending. They're still, two of the top wide receivers in this league. And, I expect that they'll play like that this coming year.
So we know that Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders will be back, but who will be their quarterback? We're here now with Broncos insider Steve Atwater. And let's take a look at the current Broncos on the roster at quarterback. We got Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, and Chad Kelly.
Well, John mentioned it himself, Paxton Lynch. There's plans for Paxton Lynch to be on this roster. And with him being a first-round draft pick, we know how much time and energy has been put into him. It's a good chance that Paxton Lynch will be on the team. And I would also imagine that Chad Kelly, with him not seeing any time last year, being on IR, that they'll give him a shot as well to kind of see what he has.
Yeah, that question mark, the unknown factor. You know that Chad Kelly's got the genes, but, hey, can he do it out on the field? Give him a chance, see what he has. And those aren't the only Broncos that we have questions about. There's the free agents. The new league year starts in about 2 years. The big guy, unrestricted free agent, Todd Davis.
Yeah, Todd Davis, he was all over the field this past season. I think many people in the organization would love to see him back. He has a great attitude, great work ethic, and he's a great leader for their defense. So he's one of the guys that I would imagine will be back into the fold.
And there's a couple of restricted guys too, most notably Matt Paradis. I know the Broncos like to have their center back.
Oh, I agree. And Matt Paradis, didn't miss him as much during the preseason because Connor McGovern stepped in and did well. But when Matt Paradis came back in here, he secured the middle of that line. He's vital, I think, that we get him signed and back into the building.
Well, like I mentioned, the new league year starts March 14th. It's crazy to think that this Broncos roster can be completely different, especially if John Elway makes a splash.
To me, I think the way you size up the Kirk Cousins situation is I think the New York Jets are going to be the most aggressive team for him. And I think the Vikings present, with all due respect to the Broncos, the best overall situation to step in and win right now. And so if those are the situations, that leaves Denver in the mix for Kirk Cousins, but I think fending off two viable landing spots that present their own unique challenges.
You can catch our entire interview with Adam Schefter on DenverBroncos.com or on our YouTube page. And now we're joined by Matt Boyer.
One Michigan man to the next.
Exactly, yeah. Schefter right into Matt Moyer here. And Matt, we had a chance to hear from head coach Vance Joseph today.
Yeah, a lot of this week is going to be focused on this year's draft, but head coach Vance Joseph spent a lot of time talking about last year's draft. He got a lot of questions about some of the guys that didn't necessarily play up to what the team thought they were going to do. Talked a little bit about DeMarcus Walker, but I thought it was interesting. He said Chad Kelly is back healthy to the best of his understanding. He feels good about where he's at. And then Jake Butt, we heard a lot of questions about Jake Butt and his ability to contribute. Last year, wasn't really able to get into the full swing of things. I think that this year, head coach Vance Joseph expects that he's going to play a much bigger role than last year and feels good about where that tight end position stands.
Almost like an additional draft pick for the Broncos at tight end there. Matt, you also had a chance to sit down one-on-one with the head coach.
We've heard a lot about the interview process this week about, the questions that guys get asked. And it's funny because we hear about the weird questions and how teams, like to kind of mix it up in the interview room. But when I had a chance to sit down one-on-one with Coach Vance Joseph, he said that the weird questions won't come into play with the Broncos, and it's more about X's and O's on the play sheet.
We know a lot about these players, especially the personal stuff. So, just confirming that. But the night meetings are really more about the football IQ. It's the first time the coach outside of the Senior Bowl has a chance to actually sit with a player and to kind of determine how high his IQ is. So those night meetings are really about football. Some are about personal, but most of it's about football.
Those meetings will be particularly important for the quarterbacks here in Indy, joined now by Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason. And Mace, let's take a look at your top five quarterbacks at the combine. Bit of a surprise at the top.
Yeah, well, I like Baker Mayfield. I like him an awful lot, and I think he's actually the most pro-ready of these quarterbacks, even though he doesn't come from a scheme that's really analogous to the NFL in terms of the ability to anticipate the breaks that his receivers makes in terms of executing pro concepts. I think he's the most ready to step in and play right away. We saw some of that during Senior Bowl practices last month. You go to Josh Rosen out of UCLA, big arm, a lot of talent there. Also showed a lot of moxie. You go back to that comeback that he had against Texas A&M last season. A lot of drive, the ability to get guys going, you know, even when things are at their worst. Those two guys, for me, are at the head of the class.
Part of this process, we're used to seeing these college quarterbacks go through the Gruden camp. Of course, that won't be happening this year. Gruden back with the Raiders and back in the AFC West.
To me, it's very special. I remember being here, seeing Marty Schottenheimer across the field and Mike Shanahan and Junior Seau and the Chargers, and I'm just thrilled to be back in the AFC West, certainly, but with the Raiders. And it's been really cool. Not many people get a chance to go back and do it a second time, and it's a neat story for me, but I want to take advantage of the opportunity, and I know I have a lot to prove.
Gruden back in the league after a 10-year break, said he wants to keep the Raiders' style of play a little bit old school. Be sure to check out Orange and Blue 760 all week long. Steve and Mace will be here with the latest in Indy from 10 to 1. We'll also be back every afternoon with a recap of the day's top stories as the players hit the field tomorrow. Until then, thanks for watching our coverage of the Broncos' path to the draft.